Each Wednesday, we like to find out what's doing around the Upper Huntershire District with Mayor Maurice Collison. How are we doing, mate?
Very well, Andrew. How are you going?
Very well, thanks. A few things to go through. We're talking food organic garden collection.
Yeah, that's right. At the council meeting Monday night, the council will invite tenders for the processing of curbside food, organic garden organics, which council have talked about this for quite a long time, and it's the green bin collection around the Shire. So things would change a bit when we get this all organised. The red-lidded bin would get collected fortnightly, the yellow-lidded bin would get collected fortnightly, and the green bin would get collected weekly.
Oh.
So there's a little bit of education to go around all this before it gets up and running, because it's going to be a change to the way we do our recycling, etc. But it's something going forward in the right direction.
It definitely is, and I think that's a really good idea, good initiative. Now, International Women's Day, there's an event coming up on the 8th of March.
Yeah, that's what they call the Adams Watts Social Justice at the Scone Neighbourhood Research Centre and the Scone VIC, Tuesday, yes, the 8th of March at 6 p.m. A night celebrating women with inspirational local women sharing their stories of love and life and survival. So come along to that. That's sure to be a great night down in the park.
It will be. Organise your tickets as quickly as possible. Now, what's doing with the Murrundi Men's Shed, mate?
Yeah, it's got the IWD Celebration of Murrundi, sponsored by the Up Under Shire and the Murrundi Country Women's Association. It's called Tune Up Your Skills. So that's on March the 8th at 11 a.m. at the Murrundi Men's Shed. They will be providing some basic info on checking your vehicles, safe use of jumper leads, how to change a tap washer, and much more. So come along to that and support them up there, and it's sure to be a great day as well.
Men's Shed's one of the great Australian groups, community groups, if you don't mind me saying. And last of all, this is a very important subject, the Morella Causeway. What's happening there?
The Morella Causeway, Andrew's been on the books for some years now. There's funding there to put a low-level causeway or a low-level bridge. We can't seem to come to an agreement there, so we're going to have community consultation on the 10th of March at 6 p.m. up at Murrundi. So please come along. I'm going to say I'm not going to leave that room that night until we solve this issue. It's been going on for too long. So we need to get as many people there and have your say, and make a decision.
At the recent community meeting or consultation at Murrundi, how many people did you get turn up to that, mate?
Look, we had the CSP meeting up there last week and then the transfer station.
Yep.
I reckon there was probably close to 50 at the last one.
Right. So there's no reason you can't get the same amount to the Morella Causeway meeting.
Well, this is right, and this is the whole thing about community consultation, and the only way we can have that is people turn up and have their say. The meeting up there was quite good. The residents made themselves very clear, and that's our job, to listen to that and try and come up with a solution.
All right. Well, so everybody who's interested regarding the Morella Causeway, you've heard it. Make sure you get up there to the meeting and have your say. Maurice, as always, thank you very much for keeping us up to date with what's doing.
Thanks, Andrew.